Let me share a story. Waiting is hard. As you heard the scriptures read, we've been waiting for His second coming for almost 2,000 years, isn't it? Here's the story about three men who are nervously waiting in the maternity waiting room at the Good Samaritan's hospital as their wives were preparing to give birth to their firstborn. Now, to put this in context, this was before the time when fathers were allowed in the delivery room. So, the good old days where fathers sat and waited in the waiting room. As they waited, the nurse arrived with the good news from the birthing rooms. She said to the first father-to-be, "Sir, you are a father of twins." "That's great," he said. "I'm a baseball player, and I play for the Minnesota Twins, so this is good. This is good press." Soon the nurse arrived for the next father-to-be. "Sir, you are father of triplets." "Fantastic," he said, "because I work for 3M. So this is great, great press." Hearing these news, the third father immediately got up and ran out the room. The nurse yelled, sir, your nurse will be here pretty soon. Just be patient." The man said, "Before I see my nurse, I have to make a phone call to my boss and resign pretty fast because I'm vice president of 7-Up. Over the next few weeks, our kids are going to be anxious. Well, parents too. Well, waiting is hard, isn't it? I mean, you waited in the waiting rooms, grocery store lines, post office. I mean, you name it. We have waited. We have waited, as I said, 2,000 years, and we've kind of given up on waiting for the second coming of our Lord. The Old Testament shares how when Jesus came first, his first birth, yes, they waited, and they kind of gave up. And when Jesus arrived, 99% of them missed it, didn't they? They missed it. He just came. He was born. They hardly recognized who He was, though the prophets had said it so many times. And now here is John the Baptist, the final prophet before Jesus, saying, "Hey, prepare the way. He is coming. He is coming." Advent is a time of preparation. It is a time when we look back, examine our hearts, and prepare our hearts before His coming. We stay prepared by seeking to bring our lives into tune with God, don't we? In Matthew 24, verse 37 through 39, Jesus reminds His disciples of the example of Noah. Noah was in tune with God. His neighbors were not. Noah obeyed God, and he was preparing what God had told him to do, to build the ark. His neighbors looked at him and they laughed. And of course, they didn't realize, they didn't even experience rain or flood before that. So it was hard for them to imagine. Isn't that true? Even now, second coming, we've not experienced that, right? Yes, but we have read it. We've heard about Christ coming again. But it's just like the people of Noah, the time
Noah built his ark. We might laugh.
Jesus says, therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Unexpected hour. Like a thief in the night. Now, if a thief is coming to your house, a robber, if you know that, what would you do? Come on, I want to hear you. What would you do? You're going to be ready. You're going to be locked the door. If you hadn't locked the door before, yep, you'll lock the door, turn on the light, just kind of make sure that you're home, kind of let everyone know that. Load up your gun. I don't know if you want to. I mean, you're going to be ready. But the thief comes. When a thief comes, there is no warning, is there? There is no warning. And Jesus kind of alludes to that concept of that's how the second coming is going to be. And here is John the Baptist saying, prepare your hearts, prepare the way for the Lord. He's coming. So we prepare for these Sundays in Advent. We prepare for Christmas. Preparation, you may ask, how do we prepare? What do we do? I'm sure you have entertained family and friends. You've had Thanksgiving. Now you're going to have Christmas. And I'm sure family, friends are coming, right? What do you do to prepare? What do you do? Clean the house, okay? Mop the floor, get the cobwebs out, right? After October, I got to do that after the fall, yep. Go grocery shopping, buy the stuff, have a menu, what you're going to do, have a plan. Preparation, we prepare for the guests that who are going to come. And if it is your president that you love is coming to town, I mean, could you see the village or the city getting ready for that preparation? What John the Baptist is saying is the same kind of a thing. He says, my friends, prepare your hearts. Prepare your hearts. Clean your house. Mop the floor. Get the cobwebs out. Clean your hearts. And get ready for the coming of the Lord. Get ready for his birth. And now get ready to accept Christ, to get ready to receive him into your hearts. In verse 4, John the Baptist says, and so John came, preaching a message about baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. John the Baptist is calling us to repent. Repentance. To prepare our hearts for the coming of the Lord. To receive that child, the baby Jesus, who came into Bethlehem. Well, now he needs to come into our hearts if he has not come into our hearts. And then he is coming again. And are you ready to receive him? Are you ready to meet him? What kind of a preparation do you need to do to receive Christ the Lord? You know, Christmas comes every year. We're still surprised when it comes.
But it becomes a routine, isn't it? Just like us, you know, those of us faithfully come to worship. I mean, there it is. It's on the calendar. It comes, but are we really pausing and thinking about what it really means? What it means to me, myself? Am I ready? Is my house clean to receive this Son of God? Am I ready to meet Him? Am I ready to meet Him? This is the time, this is the season, this is the time that we pause. We pause and we attend to preparing a house to accept Jesus coming into our lives and expecting His coming. It might come soon, it might come long after for some persons, but it could be tomorrow for someone. It could be tomorrow. It could be the next hour. It is like a thief, isn't it? I remember, well, last year, about this time is when my mom was passing away. It was December 11th. And I was just thinking of this week. I was thinking, okay, what was I doing last year about this time, you know? And we didn't know. We didn't know when she was going to pass away. But we knew it was getting closer. But we didn't know. When? Is it going to be before Christmas, after Christmas, on Christmas Day? And it was kind of hard in the sense like waiting. I mean, waiting in the sense like anxious. Not knowing when it is going to happen. And I was thinking of, I'm glad we don't know when it's going to happen. But it's going to happen, my friend. It's going to happen. That time that we will have to meet the Lord. You never know when. But are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready? Every year in Advent, there they are, you know, both John the Baptist and Jesus, I mean, these scriptures come every year. Repent, for the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. God is offering us a new future. Choose it. Turn away from our past. Accept what God is offering. John the Baptist keeps saying, he says, I baptize you with water, but He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist baptized with water, but Jesus baptized us with the Holy Spirit. He is with us. He empowered us with that Holy Spirit. I shared this last year, you know, the source of power that we as Christians don't even realize. We don't even realize. We don't even tap into that resource that God has given each one of us as sons and daughters of God. The power of the Holy Spirit to know that He is with us. Nothing to be afraid of, our future, because He is with us. He will take us through no matter what. No matter what the future holds, He will take us through. He is with us. His Holy Spirit guides us, leads us, empowers us, gives us that hope, that peace to know what is ahead. You know, peace. Do we have that peace? Henry Ford put it this way. He said, before everything else, getting ready
is the secret of success. Getting ready. I mean, if you are ready, if you have that peace, if you are ready for an event, you are more relaxed, aren't you? But if you are not ready when the guests are coming, right? Have you been in that situation? They're knocking at the door, you're like, ah! It's crazy. But if you're ready, you are so peaceful. You are ready to entertain. You're ready to meet your guest. You're ready to meet your Lord. Is your heart ready to receive the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, when he knocks at your door? May the Lord help us this Advent as we prepare, as we prepare, as we pause to think and realize the cleaning up that we need to do, the tidying up, neatening up some stuff in our lives, and getting ready for the Lord. May Christ be born in your hearts this Christmas, that you would receive that peace. You would have that peace, the hope of eternal life for yourself, your family, your loved ones. May the Lord of peace reign in your hearts. Amen.